This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. A Medal of Honor Monday. As you know, that's coming up 1 hour from now. We'll read a Medal of Honor citation, but here is what we have for tonight. Allow me to just lay it all out for you. One, there's going to be a lot of this. And what, Chris? And when we're not doing that, we have to talk about some things. We have to talk about big things tonight. Politicians. Why are they so out of touch? Do they know they're so out of touch? Are these people aliens or demons? That's going to be about Kathy Hochul. In fact, I'm going to get to that in just a second. We're going to talk about the Inflation Reduction Bill and the frightening parts of it and why they put frightening things in there, like 87,000 new IRS agents. I will get to that. We're going to discuss more migrants. Illegal immigrants being bussed into New York City. New York is mad about it. We will discuss that. We have to talk about how lousy it is to eat outside, why China's going to eat our lunch, speaking of eating. And we have to talk about this very, very, very mysterious uptick in deaths in 18 to 49-year-olds.
U.S. life insurance companies have reported an overwhelming and unexplainable increase in all-cause deaths among 18 to 49-year-olds. Along with that, there's also been an increase in certain medical diagnoses, such as miscarriages and Bell's palsy. Here to give us her take on the new data. And
man, so unexplainable. Wild. I wonder what changed in the last 2 years. We have all that and much, much more coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, and we have about Trump and his generals and Milley's a traitor and so on and so forth. But I want to begin with something different. I know all day long you've heard everybody rant about the Inflation Reduction Bill. And believe me, I am going to address that. Give me 20, 30 minutes and I'll address that. I want to talk about something you haven't heard about today. There's a picture going around online by New York Governor Kathy Hochul. And Chris, I want you to do me a favor, Chris Michael, whichever one of you guys runs the show's media account from time to time. I want you to take the picture and I want you to put it up on our social media page so people can access it without having to go look up that hag. And this is radio, so I'm going to have to lay this out for you, okay? And this is going to be important. Just stay with me. Stay with me. It does matter. New York Governor Kathy Hochul over the weekend put up something on, I think this is Twitter. Yeah, this is Twitter. And it said, "Great day for a barbecue, New York." And pictured there is Kathy Hochul. She's in front of a grill. The grill is most definitely off. That grill is not on. She's standing in front of this grill wearing all white. She's in what looks to be a brand new white dress standing in front of the grill with char all over it. She is holding in her hands, and this is the part that just killed me. It just absolutely murdered me. She's holding in her hands a spatula. Now, she's holding it in a way, like, have you ever seen your mother or your sister or a woman in your life, or maybe you are that woman, have to pick up a lizard or something they don't want to pick up and have to run to the back door to drop it? That's how she's holding the spatula. Like, at any moment, she may have to drop this icky thing. But most people miss the best part of the thing. All that's wonderful, right? The turned off grill, the white dress, the spatula being held like it's a big turd. On the spatula, you'll notice, believe me, you'll see this when you zoom in. Maybe you're already zooming in. Maybe you went to our social media accounts and you're already zooming in. You'll notice on the spatula, there's unquestionably a fresh burger patty. You know I make the greatest cheeseburgers in the history of the world, right? This is not debatable anymore, but either way, I may not know much about cooking or food. I know burger patties. And I know a fresh one when I see one. That spatula, it has on it a fresh, hand-formed burger patty. No question. Somebody grabbed some ground beef and hand-formed a burger patty and set it on Kathy Hochul's spatula. But none of that matters. Until you notice when you look down at the grill, you'll see it in the picture. Maybe you're looking at it now. There are four cooked burgers on the grill. Now, I want you to zoom into those burgers that are cooked on the grill and tell me what you see. If you have any experience with burgers at all, or you've ever been hard up for money, you will understand what you're looking at on the grill are frozen, pre-made burger patties someone pulled out and thawed and put them on the grill. That's why they're that perfect round shape with the char that goes around just the top edges. Now, where am I going with this? What a weird thing to lead the show with on a Monday when we have all these things, inflation and IRS and everything. Why would I bring this up? This goes to a theme that has been a consistent theme on my show for a long time, and it's going to be a consistent theme throughout the night. I'm never going to stop repeating this until everyone understands it. And even then, I'm not going to stop repeating it until your normal neighbor who should understand it does too. Until we have told the entire world this. What are the three characteristics our cultural leaders all have in common? Everyone knows by now. What are they? No love of country. Oftentimes they hate it. No connection to the real world. We're going to come back to that in a second. An ironclad belief they should rule as kings and queens. We'll get to that when we talk about inflation. Kathy Hochul is standing in front of a grill. Why wouldn't she just stand in front of a grill and make a burger? Why all the lies? Why the big production? You, wherever you are, if I were to tell you right now to go cook something on your grill, and I'll take a picture of it. How difficult would it be for you? It would be like telling you to tie your shoes, right? It doesn't even matter if you're a big griller. It doesn't matter if you're a man, woman. If you're a teenager listening to the sound of my voice, you undoubtedly know how to walk up to a grill, turn it on, and throw a piece of something on there, a piece of meat or something. Kathy Hochul has probably never stepped up to a grill in her entire life. Wrap your mind around that. The governor of the second most powerful state in the United States of America doesn't know how to operate a grill. And not only does she not know how to operate it, she has to have an entire production staff to take a picture of her in front of the grill to make it look like she does know how to operate it. And her production staff themselves are so out of touch, they screwed it up and made her look worse than it looked before. It's just a picture of a grill, right? Why am I talking about this? Because it's so much more than a picture of a grill. It should be a gigantic wake-up call to people that the people who rule over us, the people who control us, the people who tell us what to wear, who tell us what to drive, who tell us what not to drive, who tell us what restaurants we're allowed in, what we're not allowed in, people who tell us what medications we have to take or don't have to take, the people who rule over us, it's not just that they hate us. They have no idea how normal people live. They have no connection to normal people at all. There's nothing real about them at all. You stressing about filling up your car with gas. These people don't even know what that world is like. You think, have you ever had to have this conversation? I hope you haven't. I have. Have you ever had to sit down with your spouse and you've looked at the bills you owe and you've looked at the money in your bank account and you've had to pick which bill you're going to pay? Have you ever had that conversation with your spouse? I have. Those are tough conversations to have. Very difficult. Well, no. Hey, if we call, I remember this like it was yesterday. I was out of work. This is before I got my job selling RVs. I was out of work and bills are piling up. And I remember the wife and I, we had all of our bills laid out in front of us and we're thinking about this. And I had to call American Express so they would give me a month-long extension so we would avoid that bill so we could pay other bills. Kathy Hochul has no idea what that's like. I'm not done. Because they hate you. Not only do they not connect with you, they hate you. And I'll give you a great example of that in just a second. Now let's talk about your personal safety really quickly. Really quickly. Do you have your hero gun? Do you have your hero arrow? Remember, you know about the hero gun already. It shoots the pepper balls, has a laser sight on it. Let me just tell you for a second about the hero arrow because it's my new personal favorite. It's smaller than the hero gun, shaped like a TV remote instead of a gun, and it shoots the double barrel blast of this Pavo gel, this pepper gel, and it's got all this range on it. So you just blast somebody in the face with the thing. It is brutal. It will save your life. And don't worry, you're not going to hit it by accident. It has this safety slide that comes down the top and this super loud siren on there. You don't need a concealed carry permit. This thing might save your life. It's non-lethal. It might save your life. Get it as a supplement to your protection or your personal protection. Yourself, your spouse, your kids. Go. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. It's so good to be back. Did you miss me? I know you missed me, Chris. Everyone missed me, Chris. How could you not miss me? I mean, honestly, sometimes, like when I sleep, I wake up and I missed myself. What, Chris? I did. Anyway, let's check in on the people who lead the country.
When I was a little girl, I was told at the beach if I dug a hole deep enough, we would reach China. So we've always felt a connection there.
Oh, gosh. That was, of course, Grandma Vodka. And I'm about to play you something different. I'm about to play you Joe Biden. I should explain the audio on this sucks. It's really, really hard to hear, but I wanted you to hear it anyway. Just know Joe Biden's at this table. He's at this long table and there's people beside him. He's doing one of these weird speaking things. And when he wasn't coughing into his hand, he did say this.
Oh, man, say something.
You're the president.
I still have to ask permission.
Anything that I don't have anything, but I don't.
In case you missed it, he said, I'd like to say something. And they said, well, you're the president. And he said, I still have to ask permission. I still have to ask permission. That is interesting. Who does he have to ask permission from? I mean, don't worry. I'm going to get to how they hate us in a second. But you're the president of the United States of America. Who do you have to ask permission from, Joe? Who's in charge, Joe? How many times have we played audio for you on this show of Joe Biden saying things like, they told me to do blank, or I'm going to get in trouble, but blank. I'm going to get in trouble? Who's going to get you in trouble, Joe? Now, let's go to something. Why they hate you. And I'm going to get to this hilariousness of the illegal immigrants still pouring into New York. In New York, especially immigration activists like this guy are very concerned about it.
4,000 asylum seekers have arrived in the city, gone into New York's shelter system since late May. Do you agree with the mayor that these migrants are being forced to New York?
Well, you know, asylum seekers have really already made a dangerous trek, some over 3,000 miles on foot to get to the southern border. And then are being bused almost 2,000 miles to New York City. I think that the bigger piece here is ensuring that we see the humanity in people. Folks who are seeking asylum at our southern border are fleeing violence. They're fleeing persecution, impacts of climate change. No one leaves their home because they feel safe. So it's really important that this country, a country of immigrants, continues to welcome folks and abide by its humanitarian values.
Imagine fleeing violence and getting sent to New York City. All right, quit. Focus. Now they hate you. Senate passes a $700 billion inflation reduction bill. And I need to clarify a couple things here before we get into the rest of it. Of course, Dome had to make the announcement because she had to break the tie. What tie? Well, just I know you know this, but you need 60 votes, 6-0, to get a vote past the Senate. They didn't have 60 votes. There's a long party lines. Why does Dome have to show up and give the passing vote? What?
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the bill, as amended, is passed.
All right, you heard 1,000 things about this bill today, the climate change part. And you've heard about the IRS agents. You've heard about the 87,000 IRS agents. Just pause on that for a moment. One, Democrats passed this bill with 50 votes because of the reconciliation process. I'm not going to bore you with the lame details on this. Just know that means this law isn't necessarily really quite a law and can be undone with reconciliation. Your useless GOP won't do that, but it most definitely can. But let's go back to the 87,000 IRS agents, because they're not just IRS agents. They're armed IRS agents. You see, the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, not the Marines, not the Army, not the Navy SEALs, the Internal Revenue Service has been stockpiling weapons and ammunition. Okay. Just pause on that for a minute. Put that in your back pocket. But 87,000 new IRS agents. Gosh, that's a lot. I mean, who are they going after? I mean, must be those dirty rich people, right? It's got to be the dirty rich people. Who else would they go after? Well, you have to understand, it has nothing to do with rich people. Let me explain something about rich people. I know a few of them now. Rich people, do you have any idea how many lawyers they have? How many accountants they have? I'm not even rich. And I had to meet with, I went up to CPAC this weekend, and I have a lawyer, he's also a good friend of mine, a lawyer I work with whenever I have to do a new contract or something, because I don't have agents and all that lame crap. I just, they just tell me, are the T's crosses and I's dotted? I'm not signing away my kidney, right? Oh, it sounds good. So I have a lawyer, I trust him. I decided, the wife and I are working on some kind of a charity thing. I'll update you at another time. Whatever, I'm a really good person. But I met with him. Why did I meet with him? I met with him because we want to start this charity thing, and I want to make sure every single thing is on the up and up. If you wanted to start a charity, maybe you're hard up for cash or something right now, you would probably go online, Google some documents, and file your documents and start a charity. I hired a lawyer. Why? Because I want my charity to be impenetrable when it comes to, is this right? Is this wrong? Is this a big embezzlement operation? I could afford a lawyer. I got a lawyer for my charity. It's not about rich people. Rich people have lawyers and accountants. What does that mean? It means the IRS, when they're considering an audit or going after anybody, rich, middle class, poor, they consider the legal costs to themselves. Always. Remember, everybody does a cost benefit. Should I go after Chris? I'm with the IRS. Should I go after Chris? Oh, nope. Chris has an army of lawyers around him. It'll cost us a fortune in court. Actually, I'm pretty sure Chris does have an army of lawyers. But anyway, it'll cost us a fortune in court. So whatever money we thought we were going to squeeze out of Chris, we can't get. It wouldn't be worth it. They don't go after billionaires and millionaires because billionaires and millionaires are protected legally out the wazoo. They're not going after them. They are, however, going after you. But here's where I think there's been some confusion. Why are they going after you? Is it for money? Do they want your money? No. I'll tell you why.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, a Medal of Honor Monday. That's coming up about a half hour from now. We're going to talk about, well, these buses of illegals still pouring in New York. I'm going to get to that in about 10 minutes. So now, hopefully, Trump and his traitorous generals and what needs to happen in the future. All that and much, much more coming up still tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. You've been hearing all day, though, about the Inflation Reduction Act. The Inflation Reduction Act and 87,000 IRS agents. And there's this way of thinking on the right. I'm sure you've heard it all day long. They're going after the middle class. They want our money. They want our money. They want to steal our money. No, that's not the reason. Oh, don't get me wrong. They want your money, too. But here's what's happening right now. Let's pause on this. We're going to expand past the Inflation Reduction Act. We're actually going to expand past the United States of America. Picture yourself in a satellite going up into space so you can look down and take the 30,000-foot view of things. This is what's happening in the world today. And once you understand this is what's happening, so much of what comes along politically makes more sense. There are things called turnings. Worldwide turnings. Now, what does that mean? That's such a turning. What's a turning? In fact, there's a great book on this called The Fourth Turning I would recommend to anybody. But anyway, set that aside. Back in the early 1900s, let's call it the early 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s, the world went through a turning. What does that mean, a turning? Well, you had all these countries from Japan to Europe to everywhere. So many of these countries were ruled by monarchs. They were ruled by monarchs of various kinds, and there were these dynastic families in this family. I mean, Russia's, the czars had been in place for 300 years, and I mean, China was going through it all at the same time. At roughly about a 100-year period, the world went through a turning. It went through a turning because the world, economies, people, they had grown so much and changed so much that the monarch system they previously had in place simply wouldn't work to govern them anymore. And when you combine the growth of the people and the changing of the economy with the fact that ruling families, when they're around too long, ruling classes, when they're around too long, they tend to get worse and weaker and dumber and more corrupt and worse and weaker and dumber and more corrupt. It just gets worse and worse and worse and worse and worse as you go along, that eventually it comes to a head. The situation comes to a head where you have these people who've outgrown this monarch system, and you have the monarchs who are too pathetic, and eventually there needs to be a turning. Where the old systems, old governments, old elites, they are purged, they are dismissed, and then there are new systems that are brought in. Now, I don't want to glorify this process as we have this talk here. I don't want to glorify this process at all and make it sound wonderful, because when I sit here and talk about tossing off old corrupt elites, that sounds so appealing, right? Yeah, throw those old corrupt losers out on their butts. Understand this, whenever there is a turning in the world, and I'm not trying to be doom and gloom, I'm just trying to explain it. You can open up a history book if you don't believe me. Whenever there are these turnings, There's a lot of violence that comes with them. There's a lot of death, famine, disease. It just, there's a lot of ugliness that comes with casting off old corrupt regimes and bringing in new regimes. And not only that, oftentimes those new regimes are worse than the ones you just cast off. I mean, again, we don't have that view of revolutions here in America because we cast off a king and we got freedom. Ask Russia their view on turnings. They cast off the czars. The czar sucks. The czar is evil. Screw the czar. And they got to live under communism for what, 80-some years? Where how many? 50, 60, 70, 80 million of them were killed, massacred, tortured by their own government. So I don't want to fluff up turnings like they're wonderful. And this is going to come back to the Inflation Reduction Act. Just stay with me for a second. So what's happening now is I believe we are on the cusp of one of these turnings. Now, what does that mean, on the cusp? That's such a vague word. Is it next week, Jesse? Is it next year? I need to be clear about this. As much as I love to joke about being an oracle, I have no freaking idea. None. No idea. I know that one is coming, or I think one is coming. I think it's going to come soon. I don't know what those words mean, and I don't know what it's going to look like when it gets here. You see so many people sound so sure of things. There's going to be a World War III. There's going to be a civil war. There's going to be a... Maybe. Maybe none of those things. Maybe all of those things. I don't know, but I do know what's coming. And one of the reasons I know it's coming is the elites in the world sense that it's coming. And so that's why this is way beyond America. The leaders of the Western governments now, almost all of them, I mean, pretty much all of them, they have decided their own people are the enemy. Their own people, their citizens are the enemy. Their citizens should be punished. I mean, how many times have you heard me sit behind this microphone and scream about Andrew Cuomo murdering 15,000 of his own citizens? That's a blip on the radar for what's coming. How many times have we played that WEF clip for you with the lady who gets up there because they sense this is coming and they say, hey, they're testing the countries and people, the elites, hey, we all love each other, but man, the people hate us.
At Davos a few years ago, you know, the Edelman survey showed us that the good news is the elite across the world trust each other more and more. So we can come together and design and do beautiful things together. The bad news is that in every single country they were polling, the majority of people trusted that elite less.
They know. It's not some mystery to them how much you hate them. I mean, I joked about Kathy Hochul and her stupid cheeseburgers and her terrible attempts to relate. They understand how much you hate them. But remember, we are dealing with not only corrupt people, not only stupid people. Remember the three characteristics? These people view themselves as kings and queens. A king does not give up his throne because the peasants are displeased. You know history. We talk enough history on this show. Do kings oftentimes just, well, the people are unhappy, I think I'll leave? No, they never do that until the people are battering down the gates. What do kings and queens, what do rulers do when the peasants are getting out of line, when the peasants are getting a little lippy? They punish them. They turn their guns on them. Right now, Western governments are turning their guns on you. They are. Why do you add 87,000 new IRS agents to go specifically after the middle class? Because they're not going after rich people. Why? Because the Democrats, entertainers, professors, all of our cultural institutions, they've all decided it's these scumbag middle class Americans who are holding them, the kings and queens, back. It's the middle class Americans who are preventing them from changing the world and holding on to power, and they are going to turn their guns on you. That's why you have 87,000 IRS agents. The money you get from the middle class, that's just a side benefit. The real benefit is, sorry, I saw your MAGA poster out in front of your house. I'm Bob with the IRS. We're going to need to take a look at your books. That's why you hire 87,000 IRS agents. It's to punish your political enemies. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly. Time to
die, time to plan, time to read, it is the Jesse Kelly Show. That's a little on the nose, don't you think, Chris? We're talking about, well, I mean, look, it was a good song choice. I bet you didn't know that was in the Bible, Chris. Actually, you probably did. That was in the Old Testament. You people believe in that part of it. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We're 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday tonight. I know that was heavy. I know it's heavy, but listen, here's just a little sample of them lying about all this.
And much of those are going to be small businesses, Jared, the people that use S-Corps.
Yeah, well, remember, 400,000 in the sand. Just like people, I've heard people talk about small business on the minimum corporate tax.
I want to be clear.
Wait a second. You don't pay the minimum. Hold on. Wait a second.
Under 4,
you don't pay.
Will get audited.
Correct. No. That's not what I said.
That's Jared Bernstein, economic advisor, explaining. Oh, no. We're going after small businesses, S-Corps. How do you think small businesses vote? They're going after the enemies of the Democratic Party because Western governments have turned their guns on their citizens. It's not more complicated than that. I mean, listen to this. Listen, we've talked about this before, how they view your money. They view you because they think they're kings and queens. Everything you are, everything you have, they view it as their possession. You are allowed to keep whatever they decide and all their wisdom. You're allowed to keep.
How much of this is going to be just IRS tax collection? They want to double the size of the IRS. I understand the industry has been shrunk. And you expect increased audits on the middle class?
Certainly not on the middle class. Remember, one of the lines in the sand for all his flexibility, and you don't get to this kind of a deal in the Senate without being politically flexible. President Biden has always maintained that no one under 400,000 will pay one penny more in taxes. So line in the sand there. Look, in terms of closing the tax gap, that's what you're talking about here, something like $80 billion for the IRS. This raises something like $200 billion over 10 years, and some people call that a conservative estimate. And remember, this is enforced.
Raises $200 billion, and I love that raise. It's a money raise, hiring 87,000 IRS agents to attack the Democrat opponents. Man, are you seeing it yet? Are you seeing the turning? You should. That's what we're into right now. We are in the middle of it right now, as they continue to aim their guns at the people. This will get worse. And I look, don't be myopic about it. It's more than just us. That this is something that, I mean, ask the Canadians how that's going up there. France, all over Europe, Scotland. I mean, this is something that is the norm. The UK governments are turning against their own people. It's truly evil stuff. It's fascinating to watch when you see it that way. But now it'll make more sense to you. By the way, before I get on to this migrant bus thing, I want to talk briefly about Tunnel to Towers for you real quick. I talked a little earlier about, you know, starting a charity and having to work with a lawyer and making sure everything's on the up and up. And part of that is, remember, there are all these different charity rating sites out there, these independent groups, and they will walk into your charity and they will comb through your books. And if you're a bunch of ripoff con artists, that'll be online. A lot of the charities you love because they have great sounding names, you really should be looking them up and finding out what they're all about. I can't tell you how many great sounding causes and names are scams. Do me a favor. Before you sign up to give your $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, go look up Tunnel to Towers. Don't take my word. I don't want you to take my word for it. Don't take my word for it. Go look up Tunnel to Towers in their charity rating. When they say they're giving back to widows and orphans, it's because they're giving back to widows and orphans. And they ask for $11 a month from you and me. Surely we can do that, right? If you can, go to T2T.org. T T2T.org. Sign up, $11 a month. I'm sorry, but this just kills me. Exclusive footage. Migrant bus of mostly single adult men sent by Texas Governor Greg Abbott arrives in New York City. A bus filled with mostly single migrants continues dispersing. They were greeted by volunteers handing out burritos. One, that's freaking hilarious. New York City officials appear to be unprepared for the migrants' arrival, or at least lacked communication and coordination to receive them, as Port Authority did not initially have a gate for the bus to park. Aww. That is so sad. You mean your city is being flooded by people who don't live there, don't belong there, you don't even know they're coming, you don't know how many, and now, get this, you have to house them and feed them, and they're going to be going to school with New Yorkers, meaning they're taking up spots in the classroom. They're going to be, man, get this, they're going to be gobbling up hospital beds and hospital space. I remember, gosh, remember, it seems like it was only yesterday I was told, what was it that starts with an H? Hospitals were overwhelmed. That was what they told me. I'm so sorry. That is just too bad. I'll tell you, this is one of the more brilliant things I've seen. It's one of the more brilliant things I've seen. Dump them all in New York. Dump them all there. Gosh, yeah, you know what? Play Eric Adams, Chris, play it.
And we can't have the historical, I believe people should be housed, but just don't house them on my block. Everyone's block is going to be impacted by this. And so we have to add our advocacy with our ability to help our neighbors. And we need everyone on board with this, you know, because as I stated last week, our schools are going to be impacted.
Mm-hmm.
Our healthcare system is going to be impacted. Our infrastructure is going to be impacted. But we're willing to do our job, and we're going to do our job, and we're going to need all New Yorkers to be with us on this.
As you get flooded with illegal immigrants, I want you to understand they hate you. You remember what the Western leaders in Europe did, right? You do remember this? When they had that migrant crisis from Syria and Afghanistan, and you had all these young military age males flooding into Europe, murdering people, committing terrorist acts, raping the women. They still have gigantic gang rape problems across European nations. And you remember what all the European leaders with all their armed guards, you remember what all of them had in common? They all stood up there behind high fences, surrounded by armed guards, and told all their people to suck it up and be more compassionate. Why? Because they hate you. And that is why we are going to have a turning. Because this situation, it doesn't last forever. You can't have this. The people versus the government doesn't work. All right. That's enough ugliness. Before we get to eating outside, before we make fun of Randy Weingarten with the teachers union, before we get into Trump and the useless military leaders we have, let's do the most important thing we do all week and honor one of our heroes. It is Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.